Relax, they'll be here.
Bank's gonna close in 5 minutes.
Sure it wasn't a bogus tip?
No, it's real. I've been on this long enough, I know the difference. Besides, I can feel it. I can feel them on inside their heads.
Just as long as you keep yours.
Message received, Agent Scully. Loud and clear. Position 5. It's Agent Willis. You copy?
What, are you nervous?
Nope. I just don't want our luck to run out.
Baby, you are my luck. And no matter what happens, whenever I look up at the stars, I know you're gonna be looking up at the same ones.
The same ones, baby.
You make every day like New Year's Eve.
Another amp of Effie, and we'll go again at 360. Clear.
Still no pulse.
We've done all we can. I'm sorry.
All right, let's call it.
Do you want me to pronounce?
No. You can't give up on him.
It's been over 13 minutes. He's dead.
Go up to 400.
We lost him. Let him go.
I'm a doctor. Go up to 400 or I'll do it myself.
Clear.
Still no pulse.
Give him another amp of epi intracardial and go up to 400 again. Do it.
Clear.
Again. Come on, Jack.
Clear.
Come on.
We got a rhythm. Don't ask me how, but he's back. BP is 80 over 50. You find me? 90 over 50.
Mr. Goldbaum. How are we doing tonight? I'm just going to adjust our trip here. I'll check on you again later. Any word from Willis?
Still missing. He hasn't been home or checked in with the office. I heard something on the way down about a mutilation.
Yeah. Three fingers under Prey's left hand were severed by surgical shears. We lifted prints. They're Willis's.
He said he was chasing this guy for almost a year?
Yeah, he lived the case. It was all he ever thought about, talked about.
What are you thinking?
That maybe this is some kind of post-trauma psychosis. Like the way soldiers sometimes mutilate the body of a dead enemy.
That still doesn't explain why it would just vanish. Dupre's partner, who was she?
Lula Phillips.
They met while she was serving a 10-year sentence for manslaughter at the Women's Correctional Facility in Maryland.
He was a prison guard.
Until the warden found out about their secret. According to Lula's cellmate, they carried on quite a torrid romance.
Says here she was released on May 2nd, 1993.
1 week before the first robbery at Annapolis Savings and Loan. A 65-year-old female teller was pistol-whipped, died from a massive subdural hemorrhage, all because she didn't put the money in the bag fast enough.
Lovely couple.
Well, apparently they took turns, one pulling a job while the other one drove getaway. Between the two of them, they've killed 7 people and gotten away with close to $100,000.
That's a lot of money now that she doesn't have to split it two ways.
Well, we're putting her face out there. Local newspapers, America's Most Wanted. Am I boring you?
They were married.
Yeah, last May in Atlantic City. So what?
So I don't think this was a simple necrophiliac mutilation. Willis sliced and diced those fingers to get at the wedding ring.
Anybody here? Lula?
It's a left thumbprint.
You can see by these two bifurcations here that whoever was holding that cleaver was using his left hand.
What do you mean, whoever? It was Willis.
Willis is right-handed. I checked his pistol grip at the armory. But all the bank surveillance tapes show that Dupre is left-handed.
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
How long did Willis flatline before you revived him?
Just over 13 minutes.
This is the EKG strip that recorded his cardiac activity at the time. Now, in your medical opinion, what does that look like?
It could be anything. An instrument malfunction, electrical overload.
But what does it look like?
Two heartbeats.
Now, you said Dupre and Willis went into cardiac arrest at the exact same time, right?
Right.
Which means that for a period of minutes, both men were technically dead.
Technically, but we resuscitated Willis.
You resuscitated his body.
Mulder.
Two men died in that crash room, Scully. One man came back. The question is, which one?
What can you tell me about near-death experiences, Agent Scully?
The usual stuff, the tunnel, the light, people rising up and viewing their own bodies.
And as a scientist, how do you account for the phenomenon?
Some sort of dissociative hallucinatory activity.
Did you know that half of all the adults who have had a near-death experience cannot wear a watch? The increased electrical activity in their bodies renders the watches on their wrists inoperable. Now, I know this sounds kooky, but as any biologist will tell you, when cells die and genetic material begins to unfold, a tremendous charge of energy is released.
Dr. Varnes believes this burst of energy is responsible for the transformational nature of the experience.
And people do return from the event profoundly changed.
Changed how?
Personality shifts, perceived psychic abilities, increased zest for life.
What about the negative consequences?
Well, they're rare. But apparently in the process of dying, there is a window of time during which the body is vulnerable.
I don't understand.
Well, there was a pilot in my support group who died in a commuter plane crash along with his three passengers. This was a few years ago. Now, he recalls floating up in a brilliant aura of light and then feeling an overwhelming need to return to his body. He was revived in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, the only survivor. It was soon after that the vision started. Visions of making love to his wife, but in ways and in places that weren't in his memory. Now, it turns out that one of the dead passengers on the plane was having an affair with his wife. The dead passenger's memory, his consciousness, had survived through the pilot.
What happened?
Well, the pilot became increasingly disoriented, schizophrenic, his doctor claims. So one day, he strangled his wife with an extension cord.
It's a nice story.
I don't discount the near-death experience because it can be explained empirically by stimulation of the temporal lobe.
I sense a big butt coming.
Well, it's still my best guess that Jax's appearance could be explained in psychological, not supernatural terms.
For instance?
The stress of the case, the trauma of being shot, Jax's personality.
How well do you know him?
We dated for almost a year. He was my instructor at the academy.
The plot thickens.
We even had the same birthday. We used to celebrate in some dive in Stafford that had a slanted pool table. But it was always so hard for Jack to relax. It was impossible for him, really. He was always so intense, so relentlessly determined.
Do you believe he's predisposed to this type of psychotic episode?
I believe it's a long way from saying Jack had a near-death experience to saying his body's been inhabited by Warren Dupre. A long way.
What the hell?
You're such a creature of habit, Tommy.
Who the hell are you?
Get out of bed.
I ain't got no clothes on.
Get out of bed. I don't want to shoot you lying down. Look, who are you, the rent man? Because I'm all paid up. I swear, I'm not kidding. Come on, you can go ask Cosmo. Shut up! Where is she?
Where's who?
Your sister. Lula? Look, I don't know. Look, I don't know. I swear. I was just waiting to see her on the news. What'd I tell you? Check it out.
Sounds busted. Looks like they're gonna find out before you do, pal.
Is that what you think? That's not what I think. I miss her, Tommy.
I miss her so bad. That's why I came back.
Do I know you from somewhere?
Everything I see her.
Jesus, man, you're bleeding.
Even ugliness is beautiful because of her.
Okay, what are you doing?
You set us up, Tommy. You sold us out to the FBI.
Dupree.
Neighbors heard a gunshot, but nobody bothered to check it out. Patrol guys responded this morning to an anonymous 911 and found him here. Except the rats found him first. Victim's name was Thomas Phillips.
That's Lulu's brother.
Well, there's not a lot of family resemblance left between the rats and the .45 he took in the face. Oh, I hate this nicotine stuff.
What's his story?
Oh, he's single. He's lived here alone for the past 7 months. A few priors, small stuff mostly, B&E, narcotics, possession, nothing like his big sister.
Was the television turned on when they found him?
No.
What?
Well, I don't think Tommy was much of a reader, since he doesn't seem to have owned any books. And from the position of the body, I'd say maybe he was watching the tube when he was shot. Sir?
Print kit's right over there. Knock yourself out.
Get out of my way, Ace.
Regulation states to gain access to a crime scene, you gotta show me some ID.
Looks like you were right.
Excuse me. Jack. Is there a problem here?
No, I just, I don't have any ID. Would you tell this gentleman who I am?
It's all right, officer. This is Agent Jack Willis. He's with the violent crime section of the Washington Bureau.
Just doing my job, miss.
God's sake, Willis. What happened? Half the Bureau has been looking for you. Where have you been?
I don't know. I just wasn't myself. I just kind of woke up out in
Let's
the street.
Let's go. I'm taking you back to the hospital.
No way. No way. I'm staying right here.
You're not ready to be here.
Who says?
Jack, you're recovering from a major trauma. It's a miracle you're even able to walk around.
Look, this is Tommy Phillips' place, right?
Jack?
Let me just ask you something. Was he killed with a .45?
As a matter of fact, he was.
He was? That's Lulu's weapon of choice. I know these people. I've been after them for a long time. We're halfway there.
Well, he did open the book on this one.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there when it's closed.
All right. But as a colleague and as a friend, I'm recommending you undergo a full medical evaluation, physical and psychological.
All right, fair enough.
Jack, good to see you back among the living.
It's good to be back.
Jack.
So what do we got here?
Mahler here found a print on the TV, a partial oblique, and it's not the victim's.
Good work, Agent Mahler. I'm impressed.
That's fancy shooting.
Yeah, well, I gotta get recertified before they give me my weapon back.
Well, by the looks of it, I wouldn't worry about recertification.
Is there anything else you wanted?
Yeah. It's Scully's birthday. And I was wondering if you'd sign that for me.
Sure. Be glad to. Always glad to celebrate the good times.
There you go. Happy birthday, Scully.
You're 2 months early.
It's from Willis. I thought you two had the same birthday.
We do.
Well, that's news to him. I asked him to sign it, and he signed it with his left hand.
You mean you tested him?
Yeah, after I found out that the evidence from the Phillips murder is missing.
What evidence?
The print we lifted, our best lead, is gone. Someone stole it before the lab had a chance to take a look at it.
And you think Willis is responsible?
I'm not sure Willis is Willis. Can you at least accept the possibility that during his near-death experience, some kind of psychic transference occurred?
Can't you accept the possibility that this isn't an X-file? Aside from the expected level of post-trauma stress, Jack passed both of his evaluations, physical and psychological. Anyway, just because someone forgets a birthday doesn't mean that he's been possessed. When I was studying for my medical boards, I forgot my birthday, too.
Did you forget how to sign your name? This is a copy of the automobile requisition form Willis filed the day before he was shot. Compare the signatures.
Like I said, Mulder, stress, right? We both know it can significantly affect someone's cursive standard. I'm afraid this doesn't prove a thing.
Agent Willis, yeah.
Jack.
Talk with the DEA. Ball's in their court.
Where are you going?
A break. Landlord in Boyle Heights thinks he's got our girl.
Hotline?
Yeah. Saw a picture on the post office. Has the address.
Jack, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
The Phillips murder, the print Mulder lifted off the television. It's missing.
And?
And you were carrying the evidence back.
Are you implying something, Agent Scully? I don't know anything about any missing print. Now I'm 10 minutes away from closing the biggest case of my career. Are you coming? What's that apartment number again?
Number 202.
Oh, yeah.
Moltovich?
All right, all right, all right. Hey, Mr. Moltovich, I'm from the FBI, Jack Willis. You spoke on the phone, right?
Yeah.
You ever seen this lady?
Yeah, 207. 2 days ago. First and last month, cash.
Where's 207?
Down the hallway, around the corner.
All right, Mr. Moltovich, we want you to go back inside your apartment and stay away from the windows. Thanks. Where's our backup? You said you called them, right?
Yeah, should have been here 10 minutes ago. She may be running out of fire escape or something.
I'm gonna call in again.
Look. That's her.
Where'd she go?
I'll check back here. She's all yours, Jack.
Yeah. Like a dog on a leash.
I already cuffed her.
Never you, Scully. Put him on.
What's going on, Jack?
Put him on, or I'll blow you in half.
Jack.
Shut up! Put him on!
Hands off me.
Baby, you ain't gonna believe where I've been. Sure, it's crazy. You don't think I know it's crazy? This isn't my face. These aren't my hands. But it's me in here. And I know you. I know everything about you, baby. Come on, ask me something.
Your birthday is April 7th. Your favorite color is red. Come on. Come on, ask me something else. Come on, ask me.
Okay. Okay, what did we do after we got married?
Right after?
After that.
Well, we went down on the beach. I took out my buck knife, and I sliced open my palm. And then I slid open your palm. And we let the blood drip down in the water.
Then what did you say to me?
I said, this is so we can be married in all the oceans of the world. And then I made you a solemn oath to never take this ring off my finger. Ever. And I mean to keep that promise.
This is just too weird. I can't believe it's really.
Don't worry, baby. It won't make any difference in the dark.
Thank you, sir. We'll be in touch.
Hey, when do I get my reward?
I'll call you. Now I'm worried. 12 hours with no word. I don't get it. Why's your car still sitting out in front? Why didn't Willis call for backup?
Because it wasn't Willis who answered the hotline.
What are you talking about? You heard the recording. It was Willis's voice.
Forget it, Rusty.
A plus which? The manager just ID'd him and Scully.
I said forget it, Ruskin.
This isn't one of your X-File theories, is it?
It doesn't matter what I think. We're still after the same thing. Mulder.
FBI Centrix operator. Please hold.
Yeah.
Guess who is?
Willis?
It depends on who you ask, don't it?
Where's Scully?
You're the FBI. You figure it out.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah, sure.
Mulder?
Dana, are you okay?
Don't.
Dana.
Okay. That's it. Goodbye.
It's not gonna work, Jack.
You don't think so?
Bureau policy prohibits negotiating with kidnappers. But you already know that, don't you, Jack?
Stop calling me that!
Your name is Jack Willis. You were born February 23rd, 1957. You live at 51 Stanford.
My name is Warren James Dupree. And I was born in Klamath Falls, Oregon, in the year of the rat.
We spent a weekend up at Pine Barrens. You taught me how to fish through the ice. It was your parents' cabin. Jack, try to remember. We drove up in a snowstorm. Come on, Jack.
Don't think I didn't see what you did. I was like a little slip of paper up there in that hospital ceiling. I saw everything.
What did you see?
You left me to die on that table while you tried to save your friend.
You are my friend.
Too bad he was gone already. I watched him go. I just saw him slip away down that long black tunnel.
No. We brought you back.
But you shot me dead! And you let me die.
No, you won't kill me, Jack.
You call me that one more time. I'll make you stone cold.
Easy, baby, easy. Not yet. Remember, she's our ticket.
Any more of this soda?
You just drank the last of it. Soda. How much of that have you had?
What's it to you?
Jack Willis is diabetic, which means that you're diabetic. Too much sugar in the system could lead to hypoglycemia. I think that's why your stomach's hurting so bad. Abdominal pain is the first sign of impending diabetic coma. You need insulin.
I feel myself getting into their heads, and I'm scared by what I'm feeling. The intoxicating freedom that comes from disconnecting action and consequence. Theirs is a world where nothing matters but their own needs, their own impossible appetites. And while the pleasure they derive from acts of violence is clearly sexual, it also speaks to what Warden Jackson called their operatic devotion to each other. It's a love affair I almost envy.
Catonsville PD just reported a drugstore was broken into right here on the corner of Old Forge Road and Madison, and I'm betting that Scully is somewhere within this 5-mile radius.
Am I missing something?
200 units of NPH insulin were taken along with a box of syringes. Willis is diabetic.
Give me a census report. Let's see how many households we're talking about.
Quick, quick, quick. My legs are starting to go numb.
Hold on.
What the hell?
Drop the needle. Without this medicine, he dies. Yes, sir, you said. Now, put it down unless you want me to put you down with it.
I need that medicine.
You still haven't figured it out, have you?
Figure what out?
It wasn't my brother who set you up.
You?
Yeah, me. How do you think I got away so clean, huh? The minute you stepped into that bank, I was out of there. I got the money and I got rid of you. At least I thought I did.
Tactical room. This is it.
Mulder.
Listen carefully.
Where's Willis?
Oh, he's lying around here somewhere.
Let me talk to Scully.
Not this time.
We don't deal unless we know Scully's alive.
Oh, she's alive. She's not happy, but she's alive.
You listen to me. You lay one hand on Scully and so help me God.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection hat. Because if you ever want to see Scully again, it's going to cost you $1 million. Have it by this time tomorrow. I'll tell you when and where.
We got it. It's a 202 number.
Great.
It's coming through. Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is. Get the address.
Forget it.
What?
It's Scully's cellular number. They're using her phone. We can't trace it.
She's not happy, but she's alive. If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
That last part, right?
Yeah, but can you squelch the voice even more this time?
Yep. Done.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
Yep, yep. There's something there. Definitely something at the high end. Let me throw on an extra Z14 filter and isolate everything over half a decibel.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
There, that engine sound.
Let's clean it up some more.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
Is that a small plane?
Taken off by the sound of it. Give me a couple more minutes, we'll guesstimate the altitude within a couple hundred feet.
Great.
All right, people, settle down and grab a seat. Mulder says he's got something.
What? An alien virus or new information on the Kennedy assassination?
Hey, Mulder's all right. Just pay attention, you might learn something from the man.
Okay, from our last phone contact, we've identified what sounds like light aircraft taking off. Now, Washington County Regional Airport happens to fall within our area, just south of the state line. Now, since takeoffs are north to south, it's a fair bet that our target area lies somewhere along this flight path. Now, for those of you who remember ninth grade math, that gives us an area of just over 3 square miles to cover, roughly 1,000 households. With 100 law enforcement officials at our disposal, at about 30 households per man per hour, we should be able to canvass the entire area in about 3 hours. Agent Breskin will grid the target area and divide it among the teams. And for those of you who don't know already, this one's important to me, so let's do it right. Thanks.
Let me see Steinberg, Calder, Weston, Stipley, and Mankiewicz.
Scully? Was there snow?
Yes, Jack. There was lots of snow.
I can't.
It was December. It was the weekend after Thanksgiving.
I remember a red stove.
Yeah, that's right. There was a wood-burning stove right in the middle of the room.
Cold?
Yeah.
So cold. I remember I had to wrap you in a blanket when the wood ran out.
Yeah. No, Jack, don't close your eyes. Come on, keep talking. Jack, keep talking. Come on.
Get out of the boy now! Now you're dead!
I'm gonna execute every one of you.
No. No.
Shut up and do it!
Just a second. Who is it?
This is Brother Taylor. Could I speak with you for just one moment, please?
What do you want?
Just a few minutes of your time, ma'am. Beautiful day, isn't it? I wonder if I can interest you in the word of the Lord. Leather bound in black or red. Your choice.
Go away.
This is 1-4, target sighted.
Well, guess it's time to make that call.
He's dead. It's all on you now. He's dead because of you. Well,
guess it's over. Whoever you are.
Don't move.
Jack!
Shut up!
I love you. Don't you know? You're why I came back.
This is Weston. They batten down the hatches.
There's no clear shot from this side. What about you guys?
Sit up.
Hold your positions. Keep radios at two.
But we still don't know what's going on in there.
We will soon enough.
I kept a bottle of medicine in the other room. I'll go get it. What do you say, huh? I'll get it for you. Look. I love you. I love you, baby.
No.
Listen. We still have her. We can get away with this.
I don't think so, baby. Not this time.
Jack, put the gun down.
You remember that light that I talked about? It's beautiful. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Please. No!
FBI! Please!
Jack!
FBI!
Scully, you okay?
Jack!
I got this from the morgue, along with the rest of his personal effects. I thought you might want it.
Happy 35th, Love D. I got it from 3 years ago.
Next of kin?
No. Jack was an only child. Both his parents died when he was in college. There's a kid over in Park Lawn. Jack's been his big brother, so I'm going to go and see him tomorrow. What am I going to tell him?
The official story.
Which is?
Fugitive Lula Phillips died yesterday in a shootout with federal agents, which also resulted in the death of Special Agent Jack Willis, killed in the line of duty.
What am I supposed to tell myself?
Good night.
It's not working. It stopped. At 6:47.
The exact time that Jack went into cardiac arrest at the hospital.
What does that mean?
It means whatever you want it to mean. Good night.
Yes.